Good morning and welcome to this service of morning prayer for St. Nicholas Church on Palm Sunday morning, the beginning of Holy Week. There is a service in person up at church today, but this is a recording for those who cannot make it to church themselves. It's not exactly the same as the service up at church in the garden there. But it's the same talk, the same hymns, and so we hope that this will suffice, and we do hope as well that we will see you very soon. So as we begin, a moment of quiet. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The prayer for Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Bible reading today is Luke chapter 19, reading verses 28 to 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany, at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We pray before we turn to God's word. Heavenly Father, on this Palm Sunday, as we enter Holy Week, we ask that our hearts and minds would be especially attuned to your voice, for we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. I grew up without the internet, as many people did. In fact, when I was small, there were only three television channels, and they only broadcast for so many hours a day. And it was still quite common to watch on a black and white television set. That kind of makes me sound quite old. But you know what? I can now hardly remember what life was like before the internet. It's become so much part of most of our lives that many of us would be rather stuck without it. And difficult as the pandemic has been, how much more difficult would it have been without the internet? There are so many things we've been able to do online. And there we are, signing up to this, that, and the other thing all the time. I signed up to something recently. I needed to do it just to order a few resources. And for some reason, it would not go through my order. I clicked on what I thought was the right button. I did that a couple of times, but it didn't work. And then I realised what I had done wrong. I had not ticked the box that said I had read and agreed to the terms and conditions. So I ticked that box, and then it all went through as expected. But did I really read the terms and conditions? No, I didn't. I just ticked the box. Terms and conditions are no small matter. There can be pages and pages of them, and they're not a fun read. I wonder that if we all carefully read the terms and conditions, using the internet would take longer, it would be slower than doing some of those things in person. But there they are. We don't really access the internet on our own terms. We use it when we agree to someone else's terms and conditions. And there may be lots of layers that we are scarcely aware of. But hey, we want to use the internet, so we accept the terms, someone else's terms, on which it is offered. Now, of course, speaking of being online, we become a nation of internet shoppers. That, after all, is where the best deals appear to be had. And they all come up, apparently automatically, so you can compare the offers. And then you can click on the one that suits you best. I am told that everyone likes free postage, free delivery. That's what we look for. Those are the terms we prefer. When we buy something, we do not want to pay extra for postage if we can avoid it. Those are our terms. And if someone offers it, we take it. We like it. Okay, so Jesus is on his way into Jerusalem. He's on the donkey. Crowds are lining the roads. They're putting their cloaks on the road so Jesus can walk over them. Luke's gospel doesn't mention it, but we know from other accounts, that they cut palm branches and waved them and lined the road with them. This was a big, noisy, colourful, celebratory procession into Jerusalem. Jesus was being welcomed as king. It's often pointed out that there was something strange about this king. He arrived not with a display of power, quite the opposite. He arrived in a very peaceful and unthreatening manner, just riding along on a young donkey. Not that it didn't disturb some people. It did so very much. Whatever way you saw it, Jesus was claiming to be the king. And he was. He is. His kingship is not really up for discussion. Jesus made that clear. He was claiming to be king. The question was, what sort of king? If Palm Sunday made Jesus look like a strange king, just wait and see what was going to happen over the next few days. The king on the donkey was going to be crowned, but not with the crown anyone at the time was expecting. He was going to be enthroned, but not where anyone envisaged. There would even be a sign explaining who he was. But it did not say what everyone wanted it to say. You see, Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He knew what people wanted from him. He knew what they expected from a king. But he would not be the king that they wanted. He would be king on his terms and his terms alone. The people of Jerusalem came to Jesus and tried to say what the terms of kingship would be. but it didn't work. When they read them, when they saw Holy Week unfolding, they realized they did not like Jesus' terms and conditions. In the event, many of them left the box unticked, cancelled the order. They decided Jesus were not for them, not on his terms. We can still misunderstand Jesus. We can still try to skip past the terms and conditions, as it were. But the story of Easter, the story that is told in Holy Week, tells us who this King is and what it means to follow him, what the terms are. Our King, our God, offers us the way that he took, the way of the cross, the costly way, the sacrificial way. It's not our way, it's his way. Sure, it goes against so much of what we expect, but the way of Jesus is the way of life and truth. It is the way into the presence of God, God who will be with us always through all things. As we enter Holy Week, as we recall the story of Easter, it can become our story if we simply follow our King, the one on a donkey, the one headed for the cross, whose way leads into new life, resurrection life, with him. Let's be quiet for a moment together to think on the Word of God, and then we will say the Creed. So we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Oh, we turn now to our Heavenly Father in intercession. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Strengthen Caraway and Christopher, our bishops, and Justin, our archbishop, and all your church in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Heavenly Father, we pray for churches across the nation and across the world as we prepare to celebrate Easter. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can meet, even though we meet under restrictions, and we thank you that we can be together to remember Christ who died and rose again for us. Heavenly Father, as we continue through difficult days, help us to be people of hope who bring that sense of good news to those among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen. Give wisdom to all in authority and direct this in every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that we may honour one another and seek the common good. Heavenly Father, we Pray for those who lead, who have the responsibility for use of national resources, those who make decisions, and those who advise for the sake of those decisions. And we ask that they would lead us with wisdom through this pandemic. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rollout of the vaccination programme and pray that that would be effective in bringing the virus to a stop. And Father, we pray too for the nations of the world, that those of us in rich nations would be generous and giving with in enabling the vaccines to reach other parts of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give grace to us, our families and friends, and to all our neighbours, that we may serve Christ in one another and love as he loves us. Heavenly Father, we pray for schools that are now open again. We ask that you would keep all those staff, students safe. And Father, we pray that the time that has been lost would be made up somehow, so that no one would miss out or be left behind. Father, we pray too for those working in healthcare, those who are still on the front line, and ask that their efforts would be seen, appreciated and rewarded, and that they, or many lives, would be saved and blessed through their efforts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Heavenly Father, we think of those who are continue to shield, those who are at risk, those who are unwell, those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. And Heavenly Father, in a moment of quiet, we think in our hearts of minds and pray for those who we know who need your presence with them, especially at the moment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So now, rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves and the whole creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we continue now with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So now, as we near the end of our time together, we say the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And may Christ crucified draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.